Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight from the Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. We are, as always, produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County of Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. Well, tonight is super exciting. We've been waiting, really, for the last month or so for this night to come. Thought maybe the rain would, impede our good fun out here tonight, but it did not. It cooperated. Westchester County Parks and Shark Creative present tonight the first of the Entergy screenings under the stars. And here, under the backdrop of the beautiful Kensico Dam, there's going to be a movie. And tonight, it's Despicable Me. And coming up next week, the next one is in August. On the 10th, Paddington 2. And it's such a great family fun night. We have a lot of people here we're going to be thanking that are part of this, that are helping to sponsor. There's booths. There's lots of fun tonight for the family. So we're hoping you bring everybody by. There's a lot of room for everybody here. That is for sure. But we will be talking with some very special people who have helped to make this happen and are part of the efforts tonight. Dylan Faulkner is my first guest. He is the program coordinator of Backyard Sports Cares. Welcome. Thanks so much, Dylan.
Nope. Thank you for having me.
So I know that there's Backyard Sports, the company, but Backyard Sports Cares is a little bit different. What is it exactly, and why are you here tonight with the screenings under the stars?
Right. So Backyard Sports Cares is a 501c3. We're a nonprofit organization. In a nutshell, our mission at Backyard Sports Cares is to provide quality and affordable sports programming for those who would otherwise have very limited access to these types of programs, whether that be children with special needs or cognitive challenges. We work with at-risk and incarcerated youth, underserved areas, you name it, and just try and provide quality sports programming for everybody.
That's really wonderful. Now, is this for people specifically in Westchester County, or do you go beyond those borders?
Yeah, so right now we're based in White Plains. Our offices are in White Plains. We have programs all across Westchester County. Our owner, Danny Bernstein, is a Scarsdale resident. We have a lot of programs around the White Plains, SUNY Purchase, Scarsdale area. However, we are all across Westchester. We've recently started doing some programs in Connecticut. So we are starting to expand, and we'll obviously hopefully continue to get bigger, but we're primarily in southern Westchester right now.
That's such a great, incredible, you know, motivation, I would imagine, trying to help kids that don't normally have access to sports and teams and all that experience brings and changes the quality of their lives. What are the ages of the people that you bring into the program? Is it a certain age range?
So the youngest age group that we work with is we started about 3 or 4 years old. So we do the pre-K, the mom and tot type of programs, movements. We also work with generally about 5 years old, in some cases 4 years old is the youngest we do for our weekly special needs programming, which takes place at SUNY Purchase on Sunday mornings. And the oldest we deal with is about 18 and 19-year-olds, which is part of the youth shelter program at Westchester, so alternative to incarceration program in Mount Vernon, New York.
Being so close to coordinating the programs and such, you must have seen how the programs are virtually changing lives. What is that like?
Yeah, so we started off as such a small organization doing a couple of very small, you know, just a handful of kids in the gym, primarily special needs programming. And as we've started to branch out and see that, you know, we have the ability to affect so many more lives than I think any of the other administrators ever imagined that we could do. You know, anything from our special needs programming. We finished a program, swim program with the alternative incarceration program, the youth shelter in Mount Vernon. Mm-hmm. And we had kids, you know, on day one that were terrified just to get in the shallow end of the pool. And by the end of our 6-week program, we had kids going off the you know, high-end diving board into the deep end and, you know, with a huge smile on their face like they've been swimming for years.
That's incredible. And even the older kids, like the teenagers, and some of them you said incarcerated, so they're dealing with so many challenges, legal and emotional and everything else. Do you see that some of these programs are able to help them as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for any kids, especially these kids, but for any kids, you know, play, sports, and just physical activity is such an integral part of, you know, growing up and, you know, that teamwork aspect and maturity. And, you know, when you're stuck, whether it be in the classroom or in these cases, you're, you know, at a youth shelter or whatever the case may be, to be able to get out and express yourself and be active is so important, not only for the students, it also gives the teachers some time, you know, to have planning and come up with lessons and, you know, have a little break so that when they come back, now they have their, you know, energy back when the kids get there. So really across the board for teachers, students, you know, athletes, parents, you know, it's not just the kids. It's, you know, it's helpful kind of across the board.
All around, 100%. That's right. Really wonderful. And you're here tonight at the screenings under the stars. What is your involvement and where can we, when can people find you here? Where is your, do you have a booth or how are you showing up here?
Yeah, so we have our friends from Talent Athletics. We have Scott Blumberg and his team have been incredible. We've collaborated on a ton of events. A good friend of ours, Gaga, for those of you who don't know what it is, has been a big hit. I just learned about it at a summer camp about a year ago. Similar to dodgeball, the ball stays on the ground. It's a lot of fun. You got to hit the ball, try and strike somebody below the knee. And, you know, it's an ongoing game. Kids of all ages can play it. So we have a nice Gaga pit set up for kids to come and play. We also have a booth, just talking about some of our different programs. We have some giveaways, some shirts and wristbands and basketballs and some different fun things to do throughout the night.
That's really nice. And then just a little bit about the company that helps to underwrite this 501c3. Tell us about your actual company, which is Backyard Sports.
Right. So Backyard Sports, our mission is similar. Backyard Sports is trying to just show families and communities that you can truly have quality and affordable sports and competitive sports right here in your backyard. You don't need to travel an hour away. You don't need to, you know, pay an absurd amount of money for AAU or travel program. You could get quality, competitive, and meaningful sports and community-based programming, you know, right in your hometown and right in your community.
Oh, so you help sign up kids within their communities, too, so that they can maybe get involved in travel soccer or things like that. It's not an actual sports shop with sports items.
No, it's not a sports shop, so we provide programming. So we work with a lot of recreation departments, we work with schools, we work with community centers, and we come in and we provide sports program. We have a lot of coaches, a lot of teachers, coaches with college experience, people who have, you know, professional playing experience. We have a, you know, just ton of young, enthusiastic, and experienced coaches that come in, and we collaborate with these different community centers and schools to provide after-school programs, clinics, you know, early morning programs, training, you know, all types of sports programming, you know, that people can get right, you know, right here in their community without having to travel long distances or, you know, pay, you know, huge sums of money to, you know, to get that quality sports programming nearby.
Well, that's just wonderful on every count. What is the website people can go to find out more about Backyard Sports Cares? What's the website?
Yep. So our website is byardsportscares.org. It's B-Y-A-R-D sportscares.org. And you could find our byardsports.com is for our Backyard Sports website, and there'll be links on the Backyard Sports homepage where you could find all the information for Backyard Sports Cares as well.
Thank you so much. Dylan Faulkner, program coordinator of Backyard Sports Cares, a wonderful organization really bringing sports into the community and changing lives while doing so. That's just terrific. And here we are, screenings under the stars, getting ready for Despicable Me tonight. The weather cooperated. We're so grateful to the weather. And also to Boston Children's Health Physicians. They're here. We have different booths. Wow, we've got the Peak, which is 107.1 The Peak, and also 100.7 WHUD. Great radio stations that are Westchester-based, and also Westchester Parks and us, Shark Creative. We're all part of this tonight and really making this what is going to be the first of two fantastic family films at the Kensico Dam. That's where we are in Valhalla. Great to be here. From Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative, and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live tonight from the Kensico Dam in Valhalla for the Westchester County Parks and Shark Creative, presenting Entergy screenings Under the Stars. It's the first one tonight, Despicable Me. We're so happy about that. We are being produced tonight by Shark Creative, and we're also made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Now, speaking of the YMCA, I happen to be sitting here with my guest, Margarita Lozada. She is the child care director at the White Plains YMCA. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We're so happy it didn't rain tonight so that we get to have all these great people in Westchester County come to the Valhalla Kensico Dam and watch their free screening of Despicable Me. I haven't seen it yet, but it's supposed to be really cute. Is it good?
Absolutely. I love that movie.
So you are the child care director. Tell us at the YMCA, that's a big deal. Tell us exactly what you do and then what you're doing here tonight as well.
So I oversee the child care department as well as our summer camp and after school programming. We serve ages from 6 weeks old till fifth graders. And I'm here tonight sharing some information with Westchester families. If you have some summer camp needs, child care needs, or even after school needs, come see us so that we can give you some information and we can help you.
I just got goosebumps because I just remembered something. I used to be an after school child care, provider at the White Plains YMCA. But we're talking like 30 years ago. I was a little younger. Mm-hmm. But I remember doing that now. And all the kids would come after school and we would be there for like 3 hours and they would be playing sports and doing arts and crafts and things like that. So am I recalling this correctly?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're definitely here to serve the community and we're definitely a very arts-based enriched program. So we're very hands-on and we're all excited about all types of different learnings in our classrooms.
And is it free to the public, or is there a fee involved with the child care at the YMCA?
There is a fee involved with our programs, but we do offer scholarships and we also do accept DSS, so subsidy.
Yes, wonderful. Well, I know it's a terrific program. I can speak firsthand about it. Really wonderful. And the people there truly love and care for the children, which
absolutely
is what it's all about. Margarita, thank you so much for being here tonight. And we want to also remind you that a lot of other people are here, too, that are supporting the first screening of Entergy screening Under the Stars here at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. Such people as Applebee's. Yeah, they're here. The Grill and Bar booth over there. We also have J.P. McHale Pest Management Incorporated and Zaccagnino Electric. I will say that correctly by the end of the night. Zaccagnino Electric. that's just part of the booths and the people who are here supporting and also being part of this support here for Shark Creative and Entergy here with the screenings Under the Stars. We finally made it through the bad weather today, and the event is happening. Bring the kids, bring the family for the free movie tonight, Despicable Me. And on August 10th, Paddington 2, it'll be a lot of fun as well. So for Laura, I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio. And thanks again, Margarita Lozada, Child Care Director of White Plains YMCA.
Thank you.
As a kid, I couldn't wait for summer to roll around. I remember every Saturday night, my dad would pile us into the station wagon and take us to a drive-in movie. I still remember the sound the tires made as they rolled over the gravel drive, the flickering light of the projector, and of course, the sound my little brother made as he tried to get me in trouble.
No, 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 no.
Sometimes it's the small little things in life that you do with the family that count most.
Create your own family memories with the Entergy Screenings Under the Stars at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. We're showing the animated favorite Despicable Me 3 on July 6th. Come early to enjoy live music and food trucks. The Entergy Screenings Under the Stars, July 6th at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, with a showing of Despicable Me 3, hosted by Westchester County Parks and Shark Creative, presented by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, sponsored in part by WHUD and The Peak, Westchester Magazine, Hamlet Hub, Metro North Railroad, and Zaccagnino Electric. Create those family memories that will last a lifetime.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live from the Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. Well, tonight is the night. It's our first of two movies that the Westchester County Parks and Shark Creative are together putting on, the Entergy Screenings Under the Stars. And it's turned into a beautiful night for a free family film tonight of Despicable Me. August 10th, it's going to be Paddington 2, but we're just so happy that it stopped raining. The sun has come out. It's a perfect night, and now people are starting to come with their families, and they're bringing their lawn chairs. You can do the same thing and partake of the fun festivities tonight in addition to the free film. So I have a guest that I'd like to talk to tonight. He is the founder and CEO of a company called Cancer, and it's not spelled the way you think it is. It's spelled C-A-N-S-W-E-R, sort of cancer and answer all in one. Welcome, Matt Gracia. Hi.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So that's a real twist on words here, but obviously I'm sure it's for a very good reason. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so I started it back in 2016. I basically just wanted to create a fashion brand. It's something I'd always wanted to do, and I figured that I could use it in a positive way and use it as a platform to give money towards cancer research.
So you've created a fashion line. Is this what kind of clothing is cancer?
Yeah, so initially I started with socks for a couple reasons. I mean, mainly I wanted to create something that wasn't so typical. I feel like especially in the world of the internet, everyone has the opportunity to create a clothing brand.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to make it a little more specific so that I stood out a little bit more.
Okay.
And also, I feel like I felt at the time, and still feel like, I could do socks a little better justice than anyone else.
Okay, so it's a sock line then.
Well, we've since expanded, but yeah, we're also still doing socks. That's like the bread and butter.
Okay, and what makes your socks unique or different? What do they look like? Describe it for us.
Well, one of my main things was that most of the physical products, especially clothing that you can buy, that the money that you use to purchase it will be donated to a cause.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it is like maybe a t-shirt that you'd wear to bed or something like that, that you won't really get that much use out of.
Okay.
But I wanted to make something that people thought was actually cool.
Okay.
And yeah.
Do they have designs on them?
Yeah.
Well, what are the designs?
Yeah.
Give us an
idea. So my logo is a cloud.
A cloud.
Yeah. and it says cancer inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the socks have, like, interesting colors or designs, and I don't know. I just wanted to have fun with it and make it look cool.
And did you design it yourself?
Well, the logo I did, and then eventually I wanted to, like, expand and make the designs more... I wanted to just make them better and more intricate.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a good friend, Caroline, who she helps me out with a bunch of the designs now.
And so are your socks only available online, or do you have a physical brick and mortar?
Yeah. So online, that was another thing that I wanted to tie into this, was my interest in the online market. And being able to actually make sales off of social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I really focused on trying to grow my social media as much as I can, especially because it's something that doesn't have much of a initial cost. So, like, having a brick and mortar, you'd have to put forth all this money. And
sure.
With social media and selling things online, it's basically free, and your audience is the whole world, as opposed to the people who are just around you, you know?
Yes, indeed. So, you are what is the new wave of entrepreneurs.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy. You're a young guy, and you clicked into what the world is doing now, and I'm sure you're going to do incredibly well with your socks. Have they gone worldwide, as far as you know?
Yeah, they have, which is, like, the craziest feeling to me was initially starting, and you see, like, your friends buy stuff and whatnot, but then by now I've grown my social media following to a little more than 11,000.
That's terrific.
And it's people from all around the world. It's a mix of everyone. So I've seen sales from all around the world. I even had probably the craziest thing to me was being able to sell my socks on tour with a pretty famous hip-hop artist, Mac Miller.
Uh-huh.
And he went on a 25-country world tour, and the socks sold out at every single show.
Jeepers, that's terrific. Yeah. That is just terrific. And
thank you.
And what percentage of profits go towards cancer?
Yeah, so,
is it cancer cures or cancer organizations? Where specifically are the proceeds going to?
So I donate to St. Jude's.
Okay, great.
It was just my favorite
organization.
Because they don't deny anyone, and...
Yeah.
I don't know. They just seemed the best to me. Yeah. So initially I started with 10%.
Uh-huh.
Because I just didn't want to... I started the business, like, in what I think is the right way, meaning I from the off the jump, I got a trademark. I got an LLC.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make sure that everything was right. So initially I had all these costs to make up for.
Mm-hmm.
So I started with just 10%. Because I didn't want to promise too much. And I'm donating more than that now.
Yeah.
But I'm looking to bring it up as much as possible.
This is just awesome. And
Thank you. Do you mind, because you're
so young, I can ask, but how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 20.
Yeah, terrific. Good people doing good. This is really the wave of the millennials in the world. This is how they are making a difference. They have conscience. They have, the ability to do creative things and market themselves in ways that, you know, were not done back in our day. And it's really refreshing and enlightening to watch. Mac, what is the website to find your socks with the little logos that say cancer on them, which is not spelled, again, like the regular word? It's CANSWER, like the answer to cancer. Where can people find it? What's the website?
Yeah, the website is www.cancer, CANSWER. sockco.com.
Okay, so CANSWER, sockco.com. Beautiful stuff. Very happy for you.
Thank you.
I just love it. Young people making a difference in the world. It all sounds so great. If you need a pair of socks, now you know where to go. I'm Laura Smith, and we are here at the Entergy Screenings Under the Stars tonight for Despicable Me. Bring your family, bring your lawn chairs for a free movie tonight. There's also lots of fun and booths and games and prizes to win here. You can also see our great sponsors and people who are supporting headlining the event tonight. Zaccagnino Electric is one. How about Inspiria? They're another. Applebee's Grill is here too. And also Boston Children's Health Physicians, all part of Entergy Screenings Under the Stars tonight. And I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, New York. Grateful to be here tonight. And we want to thank Shark Creative for producing us and also our sponsors who've made this possible tonight. That would be Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, of course, and then Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. Well, why are we here at the Valhalla, in Valhalla at the Kensico Dam? We're here for the first screenings under the stars put on by Entergy and also Westchester County Parks and Shark Creative. We're going to be watching a film tonight, and it's for the kids, but for families in general. Despicable Me is the movie tonight on August 10th. It's going to be Paddington 2. So it's been a day that was very iffy weather-wise, but the rain has stopped. The humidity has dialed way back, and it's a beautiful evening. It's the perfect night to come out with your family and a couple of lawn chairs or a blanket or two and have fun in front of the movies with your kids. And so we have a lot of different people who are out here and supporting the event tonight as well, and I'm grateful to have here Nicole Mizucci. She is the Director of Family and Employer Services of the Child Care Council of Westchester. Nicole, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Laura, for having us.
So give us a little idea of what your role is at the Child Care Council of Westchester there. They're such wonderful people and an organization to work with, and I'd love to hear about the work that you actually do.
Great. Thank you, Laura. What I do there is I'm the Director of the Resource and Referral Department, which helps families locate quality childcare, anything from childcare centers to family childcare providers, summer camps, as well as in-home nanny care. So it's a great service. It's free to the families, and it really helps them find what they're looking for, and so they can go to work and leave their children in good quality programs.
So people come searching for some type of childcare for their situation, and you have all the referrals and the references of, in terms of the different opportunities for them, because there's so much more than I think people are really aware of, and the Child Care Council of Westchester is just amazing at bringing this to Westchester County residents. So when you say employer services also, what do you mean by that?
Well, we help employers to have better working individuals. If working parents are more utilized, find better quality childcare and are not worried about their children while they're at work, they're going to be more productive, they're going to retain better staff, and it's going to help the employer. As well as children having good early childhood education, it's going to make a better workforce in the future.
Absolutely. So you help to educate employers, and also do you provide services or help them to be connected with services?
Yes, we do. If employers are interested in finding better ways to help their employees find child care, we can be a resource from them, anywhere from putting a child care center on site or just offering them the free referral service at an enhanced level, whatever works for them best.
It's really remarkable, and you're right, it makes a complete difference when you know that your kids are okay. Any parent, father or mother, can focus on their job at hand when they know that their children are safe, and also not only just safe, but also getting great experiences, which I know that a lot of the after school care and also the different child care centers provide, not just babysitting, but actual helping early child development.
Correct.
So wonderful. How are, and you're tonight, you're here at the Kensico Dam for the first screening Under the Stars put on by Entergy and the Westchester Parks and Shark Creative. What are you doing here tonight?
Well, we're here tonight just to let people know about our free services to the working families, but also to celebrate. This year is going to be our 50th year in service and in operation. So we are celebrating 50 years of service, and we'll be having a huge celebration on October 18th. So we're really looking forward to that.
That is really amazing. 50 years. That's right. I remember that now. And so you'll have a celebration, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you around that time as well. Well, Westchester Talk Radio is our great friends with the Child Care Council of Westchester.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Nicole Mizucci. Have a great time tonight. I know your daughter's here, and I'm sure she's going to love the film Despicable Me.
Yes. We're looking forward to it.
Have a great time. And we want to thank also all sorts of people are here partaking of this tonight, and you can win prizes and have great, delicious food. Applebee's is here tonight. There's some pizza. We've got Metro North Railroad, who is representing tonight. Also, WHUD and The Peak, both great radio stations for Westchester County. So grateful to be here for Entergy screening Under the Stars tonight with Despicable Me tonight, Paddington 2 on August 10th. And I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Fran Capo, and we're over here, Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Kensico Dam at the screening Under the Stars, brought to you by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. And we have, wow, there's a lot of people out here.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a great, this is our first screenings Under the Stars tonight here. And what we are seeing is Despicable Me 3. And we're going to have more of these Paddingtoners coming up during the summer months. But right now, I am lucky enough to have this beautiful girl here next to me who actually looks like she might be a kid herself. And her name is Christina. And she's with Jumpstart Tutoring, which has a tent over to the right here that people can go over to if you happen to be here or if you're going to be coming down later with your family to see the free movie. And you have two offices. One, where are your offices?
So we have one office located in East Chester, New York, and the other one is located in Ardsley.
And what exactly is Jumpstart Tutoring?
So Jumpstart Tutoring is an elite tutoring company located in Westchester County. We specialize mainly in ACT and SAT tutoring. However, we do specialize in all grade levels from pre-K all the way up until the GRE, GMAT. Anything you can think of, we do it.
Any test the kid needs.
Any test the kid needs, any academic.
They could come to you and they could say, man, I'm doing bad. Please help me.
You got it. Okay. Come to us.
Well, that works out good because I could have used you. I could use you now, although I don't have a test right now. But so what's the format? Kids usually come like once or twice a week? Or?
It's pretty independent. Every student that comes to us has an individualized plan, tutored and kind of situated to their needs. So basically, if a kid's coming for ACT and SAT prep, they could be doing 16 weeks of prep, 12 weeks, whatever it may be. They're assigned two different types of tutors, and we kind of develop a plan based off the strategies that they need to excel and get that optimal score.
Now, so they have two tutors?
Yes. So
that's unusual. That's actually really cool. And what are the differences of the two tutors that you guys have?
So essentially, if they're prepping for SAT and ACT, they'll have a tutor that specializes in, hypothetically saying, if they're tutoring for the ACT, they'll get one that's geared towards just the English and reading portions of the exam, and then one that specializes in the math and science. So basically, they can meet twice a week, one with each tutor, and you kind of are gauging the progress of how they're doing, depending on where they want to end up. So they'll have the two tutors that stay consistent throughout the whole tutoring program.
Now, is there a, like when they come in, do they have a test that kind of feels them out to see where they are in the beginning?
Essentially, so we offer what's called diagnostic testing, okay? Mm-hmm. We offer that at our facility every Saturday and Sunday, and we kind of use that diagnostic test as the platform to go off of. And once we have that merit in front of us, we can really analyze what test is right for them. We never want a student prepping for both tests at the same time because the two tests are very, very different from one another. Mm-hmm. So once the ACT or the SAT is basically decided, that plan is basically made for that particular student based on the needs of what they really need.
So it's individualized.
Correct.
Which is good because everybody's a different type learner.
Exactly.
Some people are visual learners. Like for me, I need to see something.
Exactly.
You could say it to me over and over 100 different times, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
You got to show me. So what's the website if people want to get in touch with you?
So it's simply jumpstarttutoring.com. Okay, you just type that into Google. We'll come up. We have our own website. We just redid it not too long ago, so it's pretty new, fresh, and inviting. So jumpstarttutoring.com.
Great. And the office hours, real quick?
So Monday through Friday, it's about 12 to 9 p.m. The weekends is about 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Perfect. And so also, you guys, if you happen to be here and you're out there in the audience, all of a sudden you can go over to Jumpstart Tutoring Tent. And in the meantime, enjoy the movie tonight.
Enjoy, guys. Have a good one. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit FaceliftsPainting.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
This is still Fran Capo here at Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Kensico Dam, and it's a gorgeous day, and it's going to be a gorgeous night. We're here at the screening Under the Stars tonight. People are going to be seeing Despicable Me 3, and of course, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our fantastic sponsors. Where would you be without sponsors? Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. Now, with me, sitting right next to me, is the lovely Brittany from White Plains Bid. How are you, Brittany?
I'm doing well, Fran. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you have a tent here, right?
We do.
And explain to people, in case they don't know what White Plains Bid is, what is BID stand for?
So BID stands for Business Improvement District, and that's basically exactly what we do for White Plains. We support the city of White Plains. The core provides supplemental services to the core downtown of White Plains to improve the social, cultural, and economic standard of downtown White Plains.
So, like, give me an example. So somebody needs what? Would they come to you?
So for the community in particular, and one of the reasons we're here today is that we're filling downtown White Plains with music this summer. So we have free concerts going on all summer long. We actually have our Summer Second Tuesdays at White Plains Plaza, 1 North Broadway, starting this upcoming Tuesday, July 10th.
And you have a schedule listed, I assume, on a website somewhere.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, everything can be found on our website.
And what's the website?
WPBid.com.
WP, like in Peter.
Correct.
Right? At bid, B-I-D, .com, right?
Correct.
Okay. So now, so you have music. So where do you get the entertainment? Or is it all local entertainment?
So we work with a great producer, Doug Panero Presents. We source talent from all over the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all over the country. So we have a fabulous performer coming in this Tuesday to White Plains Plaza. Her name's Aubrey Haddard. She's a solo artist and coming with a trio. She also is the lead singer, and she actually released a new CD today. But she's out of Boston. Coming down on Tuesday.
So that's awesome. So people would get to, and these concerts are free to the people?
They are. And the quality is not valuable of free. It's unbelievable what we're getting
right.
here
and
in downtown.
And that's what people
Williams.
Have to always understand. Just because something's
right.
free doesn't mean it's free to you, but it's not free.
It's not free to us.
Right, exactly, because they're paying for it. So basically they're giving you this fantastic gift. And is it only music or is it other type of things that you do?
So it is music. So these concerts, we have Summer Second Tuesdays at White Plains Plaza, and we have the Summer Concert Series every Thursday at City Center. And like you said, we couldn't do it without our sponsors, City Center, Lincoln Land Services, and Ivy Realty Services. And actually, Elements Massage is helping us bring Jessica Lynn, who's been talked about as the next Shania Twain. She's coming to White Plains Plaza on Friday, August 3rd.
That's awesome. Well, you know, it sounds like it's a great program, and obviously people, it's hard for people to remember a schedule. So again, where would they go? One, if you happen to be here, you could go over to the tent, right? And I'm sure you have a schedule right there.
Absolutely.
And if not, you're too lazy to get up, let's say, from the blanket, you could just then go to
WPBid.com. So that's WP as in White Plains, bid, B-I-D.com.
Thank you so much, Brittany. And thank you for bringing music for free to the people.
For
I love
sure.
it.
Sure. We're so happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
Excellent. And guys, come on down with your family. This is free, too, here at Kensico Dam. And you can get to see Despicable Me. And we're not talking about me. We're talking about the movie. That's it. We'll be back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And we're back. Fran Capo here from Fran's World. I have a show on once a month about humor, health, happiness, and living your dreams. And now I am living my dream of being out here at Kensico Dam on the screening Under the Stars movie night. Westchester Talk Radio, like I said, broadcasting live right here at Kensico Dam, produced by Shark Creative. And we have a lot of cool people here. If you were here, you'd see all the tents that are set up. We have Inspiria, Westchester, 100.7 WHUD, The Peak, Metro North Railroad, Boston Children's Health Physicians, Entergy, Applebee's. We've got a whole bunch of people here. You need to come down, talk to the people. They're giving out a lot of cool free stuff. But right now, I am joined by the lovely Bianca.
Hello.
Hi, Bianca. How are you? From my gym. My gym, Dobbs Ferry. It's coming to Dobbs Ferry. That's why
we
I assume
there.
It's called My Gym at Dobbs Ferry.
Yes.
So my gym is, you've been in business for over 30 years?
The company itself has been. The Dobbs Ferry location just opened in January.
What other locations do you have?
Well, the owner of Dobbs Ferry also owns Nanuet and the Mamaroneck location.
That's pretty good. He owns the whole town. And this is cool because I always love winners, and it says your award-winning age-appropriate fitness program. So you have birthday parties there.
Yeah.
Ages 6 to 10. So give me an example. So a mom wants to have a party. She comes to your place, and what do you offer?
We have Mommy and Me gym classes. We start at 6 weeks. We have birthday parties. We have camps. We have holiday parties. We've got it all.
Oh, so basically you have stress management for adults.
Yes.
They're like,
exactly.
Oh, thank God, I don't have to do it. These people will do it for
right.
me.
Take a break, classes.
That's great. So up to how many kids could have, like, at a party? Is there a limit?
Around 25. We try to keep it less than that. Yeah, gets a little crazy.
Yeah, after more than that, that's a lot of sugar.
It's a lot of sugar.
Kids, yeah, exactly. Running
but a
around
lot
the
of
place.
Fun.
And so now if they're not having a party and they come there, it's just regular classes once a week, twice a week?
We do classes. They're unlimited for the summer, but they're normally once a week. We do open gyms where the kids just come in and get all their energy out. We teach them gymnastics, fitness skills, separation, music, puppet shows, swings. We do everything.
Oh, that's great, because some places just have like one, you know, one program. So
right.
it's that, you know, but now you got puppets, you got fitness skills, but which is really good because especially if they're young and they have to go to school, this gets them acclimated to being with other kids and learning how to share
Definitely.
Their toys.
Definitely. Yes, it's a really hard thing to do. You know, sharing.
I know some people at this age, well, I'm not going to say what age I am, but some people at my age don't know how to share. I'm 37 till I'm 97 and sticking to it. But Bianca, you yourself look like you could be a kid. She's very young looking. So this is great. So are you one of the teachers there?
I'm the director of the Dobbs Ferry and the Large Mall locations.
Great. And what hours is it open from?
We're open from 9 to 7 pretty much every day.
9 to 7 every day.
Just about.
And you still look calm.
Well, you know, we don't take them home, so
yeah.
It's different.
Okay, I like that. No, we don't take them home. I had a friend of mine who was a stand-up comic who once said that there was a kid behind her who was, like, you know, kicking the chair, and she turned to him and said, you know, there is a baggage compartment, you know. But that's great that you guys, what?
I guess you wouldn't take that sitting down, would you?
No, you wouldn't. Okay. You need a mic if you're going to jump in here. Okay. but I think that's great. And what is the website if people want to find out how to get in touch with you?
Our website is www.mygym.com/Dobbs Ferry.
That's easy enough.
That's it.
And do you have kids?
I do. I have one daughter.
Is she here today?
She's not here today.
No, because you're working.
Yes, I'm on the clock here.
Oh, yeah, you're on the clock. And she's over there going, yes, I can do whatever I want.
Going crazy.
Daddy's not here. Okay. Despicable Me 3 is playing tonight for those of you who are here, those of you who are not at the my gym. But during the day, Dobbs Ferry, that's a beautiful area, too, to have that.
Yes.
Dobbs Ferry. I love that place.
Whole new shopping center.
Perfect. So the moms can go shopping, the kids could run around and play, and the mothers then could enjoy what they bought.
Exactly.
And they take the kids home, and it starts all over again the next day. So that's fantastic. You guys could come here, check it out. You have a booth here right at Kensico Dam, and the movie will be starting in a little bit, but we want to thank you, Bianca, for coming out and telling us about My Gym at Dobbs Ferry. So check it out, guys, and we'll be back with more people, with more tents that are here at Kensico Dam. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Kensico Dam in Valhalla. And I'm Fran Capo, your host right now at this wonderful live event, Entergy Screenings Under the Stars. And of course, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. And my next guest sitting next to me, who was talking low, and I said to him, you got to talk loud because we want everybody to hear you, is Dr. Todd Schiffer. Did I pronounce your last name right?
Close. Dr. Todd Schiffer.
Dr. Todd Schiffer. And you work with Central Avenue Pediatrics.
That is correct, friend.
In Scarsdale. Good. I'm winning points here. In Scarsdale. And he has a tent here, too. If you guys, you know, something happens, you need to go over to the tent and find out what's going on. He's with the Boston Children's Health Physicians, right? That's who you're hanging out with today?
That's correct. Boston Children's Health Physicians. Yes.
So, Dr. Todd, how long have you been a pediatric doctor?
Well, you made the difference between children and feet.
So, I know. I realize that.
You
that's
were close.
Quite quick.
You were
unless you're doing
close.
With children's feet. Yes.
Yes, children's feet. Those would be pediatric podiatrists, actually.
Right.
The answer is I have been a pediatrician for 21 years, graduate of Montefiore Medical Center, and have been a part of Boston Children's Health Physicians for a number of years. We are a group of pediatricians who have 63 different locations throughout Westchester, Dutchess, Rockland, and the Bronx, where we serve our community of pediatric patients. I am particularly with Central Avenue Pediatrics, which is in Central Avenue in Scarsdale, and it's a bit of a family practice. My father, Dr. Ken Schiffer, had started this 49 years ago, retired last year at 80. And I am partners with my sister, Dr. Michelle Merer, who happens to use her husband's name.
That works out great.
It works out. It's very exciting. As well as Dr. Karen Cole is our fourth partner. And we see pediatric patients from infants all the way through adolescence, getting you all ready off for college. And we've been doing that. And what's kind of real special is that we are open every single day of the year, making ourselves available to our patients to keep them out of urgent care and emergency rooms with non-emergencies.
Wow, that's actually really impressive, because one of the things that people always worry about, because, you know, you grow to love your doctor and to trust your doctor, especially when it comes to your kids. And when you can't get in touch with the doctor and you have to go to urgent care, you're like, oh, are they going to know what to do with my child?
Very scary situation.
It is, because, you know, I mean, you really, when you're trusting the health of your kid, which is your biggest treasure, to somebody. So do you have people that after they reach a certain age, they don't want to leave and they're like, come on, pretend I'm younger?
It happens all the time. Parents who say, please, please, please continue to take care of my son or daughter, even though they're in college, even though they're finishing college, they even want to go on. When they get their career job, I definitely send them out. Okay, that came up again last week. I said, when you just passed the state trooper exam, I said, it's time for you to graduate from pediatrics.
Well, could you imagine he's a state trooper and then he go, who will go? I got to go to my pediatric. For your son? No, for me.
Me?
Yeah.
Yep. It's,
yep. So, yeah, but that's great, because you know what? And the fact that they want to come back to you just shows that, you know, you form a bond with these kids.
That's why
time.
We do it. We love children. Pediatricians, I think you might even know, are probably the nicest of the groups of doctors in terms of the fact that we care so much for children and have such empathy for our children and our patients. And then on a personal note, by giving back, by being available to our patients every single day of the year is very reassuring to our families. Taking all the insurances is a very important aspect. And finally, what really matters is as well quality and being board certified, which is the highest degree we get in our field, being trained locally as well from solid practices like Albert Einstein College of Medicine and Montefiore Medical Center, makes it as though people can feel as though the training the availability, the ability to take their insurances is an extraordinarily great combination for our patients.
That's very rare, because that's what people worry about too. I love my doctor, but is he covered under my insurance? And the other thing too is just to be able to have that special, it's hard when a baby's in pain and he can't explain to you where he or she is in pain. And that's why you really, really have to trust the doctor you're with. So you're out here. Do you have your kids? Are you married? Do you have kids?
I am married. I have 5 children.
Are they here?
They're a little older. Not quite 37.
Are they the state trooper?
No, they're not state troopers. But as of this month, I'll have a 25-year-old, 23-year-old, 21-year-old, and a 19-year-old. The last one's still in college.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Guy's at summer camp for 6 weeks, so it's really very nice.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for coming out. And I really admire the fact that you're open pretty much 24/7. That is amazing. So if people wanted to get in touch with you, this family practice that your dad didn't scare you by coming at you with a needle and you still wanted to become a doctor, how would they get in touch with you? What is your website?
Well, the website is centralavpediatrics.com, abbreviating Avenue from to make it a little shorter. And
it's pediatrics with an S, just so you guys
with an
know
S.
that.
Yes, pediatrics.
So centralavpediatrics.com. So, or if you happen to be here in the audience with your kids, just go over to the Boston Children's Health Physicians tent and you can meet Dr. Todd yourself. And he can say, what do you need? You have a kid? I can help you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Fran, and I wish you all very well.
Thank you. We'll be back.
As a kid, I couldn't wait for summer to roll around. I remember every Saturday night, my dad would pile us into the station wagon and take us to a drive-in movie. I still remember the sound the tires made as they rolled over the gravel drive, the flickering light of the projector, and of course, the sound my little brother made as he tried to get me in trouble. Sometimes it's the small little things in life that you do with the family that count most.
Create your own family memories with the Entergy Screenings Under the Stars at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. We're showing the animated favorite Despicable Me 3 on July 6th. Come early to enjoy live music and food trucks. The Entergy Screenings Under the Stars, July 6th at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, with a showing of Despicable Me 3, hosted by Westchester County Parks and Shark Creative, presented by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, sponsored in part by WHUD and The Peak, Westchester Magazine, Hamlet Hub, Metro North Railroad, and Zaccagnino Electric. Create those family memories that will last a lifetime.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and broadcasting live tonight from the beautiful Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, New York, on what is a very beautiful night. We're being produced tonight by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Why are we here? It's Entergy Screening Under the Stars that's being brought to you by the Westchester County Parks and Shark Creative tonight. So happy. The weather, it was almost like on cue. It went from rain and muggy and yucky to absolutely splendid for this first night of the Screening Under the Stars. And Despicable Me 3, that's the movie tonight. Everyone is here. There are hundreds of people here, Westchester families, coming up for this fabulous free movie in the beautiful park. Not to mention, lots of booths are here, people supporting the event tonight, the movie, and another gentleman who supports all things that have to do with the parks, Ken Jenkins, Deputy County Executive. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Lauren, and it's a fantastic night, and we certainly have to say thank you to our friends at Entergy and certainly the Shark Creative team, and being here on Westchester Talk Radio, it's certainly outstanding in our Westchester County park system.
Absolutely. So, you don't think of a dam as necessarily being a national park, but this is a park here in Westchester, but it is absolutely beautiful. What a beautiful backdrop and setting to have this dam here and the huge movie screen. So you're big into, you're what our friend Andrew calls a parkster. Yeah, that's kind of like a hipster, but someone who hangs out in the
park a lot?
Well, it's actually more than that. You know, we have our nationally accredited park system, and certainly I saw Commissioner Kathy O'Connor here as well, making sure everything is going well. But the fact of the matter is the Westchester Park Foundation, they make people parksters, so it's hashtag be a parkster, and certainly to be able to help contribute and keep supporting the nationally accredited park system, the Parks for Westchester County, the park system, and the Parks Foundation actually puts in contributions to make sure that this happens and we can have these kind of great events that are free for the people of Westchester with, you know, again, Shark Creative and Entergy making sure that it all happens.
Yeah, we're very grateful to them. So, Ken Jenkins, you grew up in Westchester or around Westchester?
I'm actually, I grew up in the Bronx and I moved here to Mount Vernon when I was about 15, 16 years old and I've been here ever since. I've been here for a few more years since that time. We have our family that's been raised here in Westchester County and certainly being part of this. And everyone should take advantage of our parks because these are their parks. And as you said, it's a beautiful backdrop for the beautiful Rising Memorial for 9/11 with the pool that's right behind us with Kensico Dam and the dam behind us. And people think, oh, well, you know, it can't be that beautiful. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's
really
great
is.
For walking, part of the Bronx River Reservation. That is part of the things that make Westchester great. And that's why, again, everyone should be a parkster.
You're absolutely right. What is your favorite park in all of Westchester? Now we're sitting here in this great one here at the Kensico Dam, but what would your favorite park be if you had to put your finger on it?
Well, my favorite park is certainly a park from my hometown in Yonkers is at Tibbetts Brook Park, where it has fantastic trails and has the tremendous, tremendous lazy river opportunity that people for Westchester to get involved in. And they don't have to go out to those water parks anywhere. They can take advantage of Westchester parks right here. And the lazy river is a fantastic thing. I love Tibbetts. It connects to our South County Trailway that's the old Putnam Railway that goes right up to the Putnam line, so you can go from the Bronx to Putnam if you get your ride on, get your bike on, your hike, your run, etc. It's so fantastic.
It's amazing. What do you have any favorite memories that you can think of from or is it the family memories you're making at Tibbetts Park?
Well, my favorite memory happens to be in the world's famous memory maker, and that's Rye Playland Park,
yeah.
90th year this year. Certainly another great opportunity. I mean, when you walk and you think about Westchester, you think about Playland Park. I'm going to sing the jingle, but don't want to have the radio listeners turn off for Westchester Talk Radio.
I forget how that jingle goes.
You know something? I'm going to get Kathy O'Connor up here to sing it for us. But, that at Playland Park, we make sure to have fun and make sure to have some fun today in Westchester County Park System. But Playland, whether you get on the Dragon Coaster, the world famous Dragon Coaster, or you take advantage of just walking around. We just opened up the boardwalk, the North Broadwalk at Playland. So it's 3/4 of a mile. Beautiful views of the Sound. And again, it's part of the park system. It's free.
Yeah.
So it's the kind of things that for our nationally accredited park system and all of the fantastic folks that make sure to take care of it. The commissioner always loves to say it's all of the parks folks. It's all of the people that make sure that our park system looks great and looks fantastic. And each one of our parks looks fantastic and great.
It's so true. I have to admit, Playland is one of my all-time favorites too. I used to live right next to it. And every Friday night in the summer, the fireworks would go off. But it's just a real jewel, and we're so lucky to have it as part of our county. Well, thank you so much
for sharing
your experiences, also being here in great support tonight for the screenings under the stars put on by, you said, Entergy and also the Westchester County Parks and Shark Creative as well.
Absolutely.
Ken Jenkins, Deputy County Executive, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it. And you know something, it's still time for people to get out here and make
Absolutely.
Sure to take advantage of that. And certainly in a shameless shout out, I believe the next time is on August 10th.
Yes.
And then, you know, tonight's Despicable Me and then Paddington 2. And we'll be out here again and enjoying the great weather.
Family fun at its finest, films here at the Kensico Dam. It's wonderful to be here tonight and all part of Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. Thanks for joining.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc.,
Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.